That's coming up later on today's show. But first, it's no secret that Michigan's colleges and universities are struggling to get a handle on COVID infections this fall. Grand Valley State, Central Michigan, many schools have made the headlines for COVID outbreaks. Now, it looks like Michigan State University actually knowingly underreported the number of cases there, leaving out hundreds of confirmed cases among students and faculty and staff. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has been looking into it and is here to break it down for us. Kate, hi.
Hey, April.
So you and the digital team were looking at COVID rates in Ingham County. That's obviously where Michigan State is located. First of all, we should probably review who is reporting what. Michigan State has a dashboard that it says is tracking cases. Do we know exactly what those numbers are based on?
Yeah, so we thought that we did up until now. You know, these dashboards, lots of schools have them. It's sort of a place where parents or community members or even just students are sort of going to try and get a sense of what things look like on the ground. And if you go to MSU's dashboard today, at this moment, when I'm looking at it, you're going to see that it says 548 known cases since July 27th. And then if you're like you just asked, what do those numbers include? There's a little note at the bottom that says those numbers reflect only those who have been tested and self-reported to the university, or those who the university becomes aware of through campus testing sites or local health departments. So it will not include all cases connected to the MSU community. And I mean, that seems straightforward. When I read it, you know, I assumed, okay, this is the number that is what the health department is telling them about, at least among students, faculty, and staff. And maybe it's not going to include every single other person in the broader community.
That sounds pretty straightforward.
No, yeah, completely. That's what I was going to say, is that when I read it, I assumed, okay, this is all the cases the health department is telling MSU about, at least among, you know, students, faculty, and staff, although maybe it's not including like every single person in the broader community.
So at the same time, the Ingham County Health Department is tracking cases. Kate, do you know if they consider university students who may not be permanent residents a part of their count?
Yes, they do, because anybody who tests positive for COVID in Ingham County, you know, even if they only live there during the school year, if their testing is positive there, the Ingham County Health Department is going to want to know about it. They're going to want to reach out, figure out who these people are, make sure they know how to isolate themselves, do contact tracing. So it doesn't matter to Ingham County if you live here just during the school year. You're here now and they want to talk to you and say, are you a student? Are you a staff member? Figure out who you've been in contact with.
Got it. So when did you notice a discrepancy between what MSU had for the number and what Ingham County had for the number?
Well, so the funny thing is that it's not like we like discovered these in like some secret documents or anything. This was just a press conference that the Ingham County Health Department has pretty regularly. This was yesterday's. And Linda Vail, the Ingham County Health Director, she mentions, you know, when she's reporting sort of where their numbers stand, she's like, oh yeah, with MSU-related numbers, we're at about 1,200 cases in the last month. And by the way, you know, when I asked about it, she said, yeah, you know, we've been telling MSU, hey, our numbers are way higher than yours. And we're pretty sure that our numbers are accurate.
That is, I think, is where the university is a little confused right now. We are the public health system. We do contact tracing. We do investigations. We are talking to students on the phone that say, I'm an MSU student. I'm an MSU student. I'm an MSU student.
So, Kate, what wasn't MSU counting with its lower numbers?
Well, that was the big question, right? Because they're saying it's 548 cases. Linda Vail is saying it's 1,200 cases. And we asked Vail about that. And she says the pushback that she's gotten from MSU when she's saying, here are my case numbers, is that MSU wants to validate those cases independently to make sure that they're students and staff and to make sure that they're not already duplicated in the count that MSU has going. The problem, though, is that, you know, for patient privacy reasons, Vail says it's not like she can just send over a list of names of people who've tested positive unless there's a valid public health reason for disclosing that, like if the health department couldn't track down a student.
It is not to be disclosed to them just so that we can compare our numbers. So, yes, there might be duplicates. My suggestion was then maybe you should just take our numbers because ours are probably more accurate. There was a comment about, but we can't verify that they're students. It's like, I'm telling you that they're students.
So what exactly was MSU's response to all this?
Yeah. So, you know, yesterday this press conference is in the afternoon and I'm listening to it and like my mouth is literally open here. And I shoot off an email to the spokesman for MSU, Dan Olson, saying, you know, hey, this is what the health department is saying. Is this 1200 case number accurate? And did MSU know about it? And he called me right back right away. And he basically said, yes.
Obviously, it is apparent that Ingham County has a more robust number and information available to them. So we definitely don't dispute that number. But what we are able to do is take the information that they do share with us and try to attempt to verify that information so that we can include it in our dashboard as well. Some challenges with that is, you know, the information that is shared with the university. Sometimes it makes it a little bit difficult if numbers are shared with the university, but we don't have names associated with that. So it's harder to identify, you know, whether that number is attached to a student and that we're not duplicating that in our dashboard.
Again, that's Dan Olson, spokesman for Michigan State University. Okay, Kate, so if MSU does not doubt the county's numbers, if they think that they're right, that the case counts are actually twice what MSU is reporting, then why not just do what Linda Vail at the county said and use her numbers so that at least parents and students might have a clearer picture of what's going on?
Right. That is what I asked Dan Olson. You know, even if MSU can't independently verify what the health department is telling them, why not even just, you know, put something on the dashboard that shows the more accurate numbers and says, hey, this is what Ingham County is telling us. And Olson told me that they are looking into that that's a possibility, that, you know, this dashboard is an evolving tool that's getting updated all the time. Vail, though, mentioned, you know, it says on that dashboard right now that this includes public health department cases, and she wants them in the meantime to at least like remove that line so that it's not misleading to people.
Is there any way for us to know whether this is happening in some other counties with colleges or universities or other big institutions?
So if the question is, are other colleges and big institutions undercounting their cases? The answer is almost certainly yes, but it's not necessarily for transparency issues. And it's not necessarily, you know, in a situation like this where the health department is saying, hey, we have way more case numbers. There is no, like, this is such a mess, April. We have been looking at these numbers and you cannot compare colleges apples to apples right now. There's no broad requirement about what any institution has to put up publicly in terms of the number of tests it's doing or the, you know, whether they say, you know, here's how many active cases we have, meaning cases they think are still infectious as opposed to total cases, or whether you have to count off-campus students. And without more requirements from the state, you know, we just don't know what we don't know.
Right. Now, here's my question. The spike around MSU is definitely of concern, but I mean, I believe Michigan State had already taken almost all of its classes online. Does the revelation of these new numbers mean anything new in terms of infection control? I mean, what else could they do at this point?
So that is what MSU and the health department are trying to figure out right now, because these case numbers are so high. And Linda Vail, the health officer, will say, you know, she doesn't think that this is because MSU sort of announced at the last minute that they were going to go online. She feels like these students would be here. They'd find off-campus housing no matter what, but she feels like she's running out of tools. You know, they've already put restrictions around the size of social gatherings. They've done mandated quarantines for, I think it's like 39 large student houses now, a lot of them sororities and fraternities. You know, she's looking over at Grand Valley State University, which currently has a stay-at-home order for students. She would like to avoid doing that because they just get really complicated really fast. You know, Grand Valley has like exceptions for if you have to go to class or you have to go to sports practice or you have to get food. And it's just really hard to do that with a big research school like MSU. But she'll say, you know, we're running out of tools here and I don't think they know what they're going to do next.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. You can read the article that she and other members of the Michigan Radio team worked on online right now at michiganradio.org. Kate, thank you so much for digging through this for us.
Thanks, April.